Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 12, starting in verse 1. Matthew 12, verse 1. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." He went on from there and entered their synagogue. And a man was there with a withered hand, and they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" so that they might accuse him. He said to them, "Which one of you has a sheep? If it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And the man stretched it out, and it was restored, healthy like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him how to destroy him. Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there, and many followed him, and he healed them all, and ordered them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name the Gentiles will hope." So we have another situation in which things are happening on the Sabbath, and of course the Pharisees and the scribes and those in power, they had their ways around what they were really strict about with the Sabbath, you know, different traditions that they had put in place. We also know that the Pharisees were big on binding heavier burdens on everybody else, but not really following them completely themselves. And so we have this situation in which they're hungry and they're plucking the grain. Now, if you remember, the regulations regarding the grain fields, the owners of the field were to leave the outer edges and the corners for those that were in need. Those were intentionally left so that somebody could have something to eat. And so they're going by and they're basically plucking a little bit of grain off the top of the plant, sifting that between their hands and eating it as they're going along. But these Pharisees see it and they look at him and say, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." Now, I have no idea how far away they are from the synagogue. We know that here in a moment he goes to the synagogue. I don't know how far out of the town they are. But the Pharisees are obviously following around, or else they wouldn't have seen this happening. So why are they following? They're following in order to try to catch them in something. Maybe especially because it is the Sabbath. They're looking for any way to make an accusation against Jesus and his disciples. If those Pharisees had been hungry, do you think they would have not eaten because it was the Sabbath? If they were in their home and they're hungry, would they not pick something up and eat it? And that's not much more than what these disciples are doing. They're just grabbing the grain and eating it. Jesus mentions some other situations. David eating the showbread while he was running for his life, and he and his companions were hungry. And those that serve in the temple that end up doing work on the Sabbath. And he's driving this point home, that the Sabbath rule has certain exceptions. Obviously, the day of Sabbath, there have to be priests that are working. They have to conduct things in the temple. So that's an exception. And David was hungry, and based on that hunger, mercy was shown to him, and he ate the showbread. And that's really the point that Jesus comes to when he says, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice." In Mark's account, he also records that Jesus says, "The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath." The Sabbath was intended to be a pattern, to teach people to rest, to teach people to take some time to focus on their spiritual condition. In Micah 6, beginning in verse 6, it says, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" Yes, there are certain lawful requirements under that old law, which they were under at that time. But the point there in Micah is the justice, the kindness, the walking humbly. And where has that gone? The Pharisees are not following that particular idea at all. Jesus had also used this quote of desiring mercy and not sacrifice in chapter 9 as well. Mercy comes out of that compassion, that kindness. In chapter 9, it's about calling sinners to repentance. He says, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." So this is the second time Jesus has tried to drive this point home, at least as far as what we have recorded, in order to teach them that there was something bigger for them to think about than strict adherence to law and tradition. There should be a desire and a love for mankind to assist them, to help them, especially in regard to that spiritual need. So between these two chapters that we're talking about, they didn't get the point. They didn't learn. The Pharisees were known for ignoring people they considered to be beneath them. They weren't worth their time, if you will. And so Jesus is critiquing this, and he's telling them, you need to think deeper. You need to think greater than what you've been thinking. And of course, really, one of the ones that needed to be called to repentance was the Pharisees. Now, when he says, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice," he's not saying that you don't follow the rules. He's not saying you don't follow the laws that he has given. The Pharisees didn't have a problem with the sacrifice part. They were doing that. But they needed to learn the mercy part. They needed to learn compassion and love. And so we need to be very, very careful. We don't fall into that same trap that, you know, we have a checklist that says, well, I've done this and this and this and this, so I'm doing pretty good. And we ignore the weightier matters of the law, primarily mercy, kindness, love, compassion. There may be situations in which we're more concerned about rules than souls, rules than people. We need to have a heart of mercy that Jesus is trying to teach them to have. Think on these things, pray on these things, and we'll have another reading again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.